Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Before we go into the word, I just want to say that the youth department is doing an amazing job. Je voulais dire que le département jeunesse a fait un travail qui it's beautiful, li belle. Un bel travail, Anessa. Et moi seule qui croit ça? Oh, okay, so the youth department is doing an amazing job, and you say, okay, you can say amen, you can clap, show that you agree, okay? They've been working really hard. You know it's Fourth Sabbath when you come in, because you see the signs. Those are not easy. Ouè, chaque quatrième sabbat, yo gen signo, yo gen verset pour semaine nan que yo te choisi. Yo fè recherche, yo travay, yo prepare. They work on those things, right? Yo choisi thème nan chaque quatrième sabbat. They work on those things. Yap cherche moun pou monte sou chaya avec ancien yo. They work on those things. Yo fè program nan après-midi. They've been working really hard. So I'm going to say it again, and if you agree, I'm going to invite you to say a loud amen and to clap it up for our youth department. Amen. Do you believe that our youth department has been doing an amazing job this year? I think it's still sheesh, but okay. I do. I think they've been doing a really, really good job. So, ma mande nou frères et sœurs, priez pour frère Wood. Priez pour Sœur Bensley, priez pour Becca, priez pour Ryan. I don't know who the other person is. I think Michael. Right? So, yo tout fait partie équipe là, mais yo pas ka fèl pou kont yo. So, when they do things, I really urge you, poussez nous pour nous présents, pour nous participer. M'tap dil pour n'importe groupe. Qui a fait un programme, n'importe département qui a fait un programme, mais spécialement pour eux-mêmes, parce que vous mettez tellement de détails dans les choses, et nous connaissons, nous pas qu'à prendre pour vaille que jeune yo notre travail, bon Dieu, notre travail, l'Église. Nous comprenons? I'm speaking in Creole, so you can understand me. Nous comprenons? Nous pas qu'à prendre, we can't take it for granted, like they say in English, that they're here. Because they really, this day and age, maybe when I was little, I wouldn't have no choice. But this day and age, everybody has choice. Yo ka n'importe kote, yo ka ale n'importe kote ou vle, yo ka fè sa ou vle, mais yo la, y ap travay nan l'église la pou bon Dieu. So priye pou yo constamment, ok? Et participe, encourage yo, parle avec yo, di yo sa nou wè ki de bon, si nou wè ki lot bagay yo ka fè, Dio sa tout, mais pas juste Dio. Aide yo fel. Mette men nou la dan pou nou aide yo fel tout. Don't just say it, but help them to do it. Amen? Amen. And I know I'm excited for the retreat. So, Director Wood and Bensley, we need an extension on giving our registration fee. We might need a week, but we're going to make sure that it happens. So, vraiment... content. Vraiment content que nous pas faire retraite ça. It's been so long since we've done something together like this or we've gone camping. And it's not camping under tents. We're going to be in cabins. So avant pandemia, before the pandemic, we used to go camping every year, sometimes twice a year under tents. Et grand moun yo te kon ale avec nous, yo te kon aide nous. Mois prochain, nous parler dans retraite là in cabins, dans cabine. So there'll be beds there. So don't be scared to join us for the retreat. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to go into the word of God. Nous pas passer dans parole bon Dieu dans moment ça. M'a invité au mettez tête baisser tête. Please bow your heads and close your eyes as we pray. To begin our word today. Cet esprit nous mande pour présent avec nous matin. Papa nous mande ou pour assister nous et que Jésus qu'apparaît matin. May Jesus be here, your Holy Spirit guide all the words that is to be said, all the things that we are to hear, and may these words really transform us and be what we need to continue this walk with you. Abide with us, guide us, protect us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So, like I said, the youth department usually picks the theme for the month. And this month, the theme is Be the Light. Be the Light. Does anybody, and I need feedback, okay? So if it's a no, it's okay. You could say no, you don't remember. Does anybody remember the show, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Did anybody watch the show, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh my goodness, only wood in the back? Okay, dang, I'm getting old. So, they go, émission télévision qui te relé Are You Afraid of the Dark? Est-ce qu'on peut faire noir? And this TV show was a Nickelodeon show back in the 90s, at the 1900s, as some of the kids want to tell us. And in the show, every episode, a group of kids would get together and gather around a campfire and tell ghost stories. For each episode, Sashan, do you remember Are You Afraid of the Dark? Okay. No, that's okay. It was early 90s. So each episode, the kids would go to a secret spot in the woods. They would prepare a campfire, and they would tell stories. A storyteller would begin to tell the story. Okay? So, na chaque episode, yo allé. Yo mette yo ansam boko ton kont feu et puis ap di gon moun ki la kap di yon histoire pou fè moun peur, okay? Because it's Are You Afraid of the Dark? Now I have another question for you, and maybe more of you could answer this time. Are you afraid of the dark? Oh, some people said no, some people said yes. Are you afraid of the dark? It's okay if you're afraid of the dark. Because truth is, the darkness can be very scary. Amen? It's very scary. Et comme haïtien, gon phrase que nous kon di, minuit c'est... Okay. So, midnight is the devil's hour, right? So, growing up, they tell you the darkest of the darkest times in the day, you should not be outside. In the dark, you can't see what's around you. You lose your sense of direction. Darkness can make you stumble. Le fè noir ou pa ka wè ou pa kon ki koto pa lè. Gè des fois, noir là, ça veut dire que pour contou ou pas où qui est qui là, you can't see who else is there near you. But today in our Bible text, we found in Matthew 5, this text comes from a very famous sermon that Jesus preached, the Sermon on the Mount. And I know I've talked before about the Sermon on the Mount. Et nous voyons que Jésus rassemblait en multitude de monde. There Jesus sat and was teaching a multitude of people, including his disciples, right? So Jesus is telling them and describing to them who the people are, the characteristics of the people that are going to be citizens of heaven, that they're going to be humble, merciful, pure. They're going to hunger for righteousness. And Jesus even tells them how the world might respond to them, right? I want to take some time to say that this crowd had all kinds of people. Que foule te gen toute qualité moun. Moun yo te soti tout patou. They came from all sorts of places. I'm sure they had different things that they believed in. I'm sure that they had different traditions and different ways of doing things. But one thing that they all had in common, they all came to listen to Jesus. Okay? So keep that in mind. que foule là était diverse. It was a diverse crowd with all sorts of people. But they all, yo tout est venu pour yo t'étendre Jésus. So today we're going to just take a few minutes to look specifically at verse 14 and 16. And this is what Jesus says to his followers, including us today. He says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So today, through these three verses, we're going to identify, we're going to look at three different ideas. Nous parler de trois différentes idées à travers trois versets ça yo. Et nous connaît que thème nous aujourd'hui, matin, c'est be the light. Be the light. I know, sorry. It's like I expected it to be back there. It's okay. Be the light. So we're going to start. We're going to have 3 points today. Thinking about what Jesus was telling us, telling this diverse group of people about themselves and about what the light signifies. So Jésus commence par Mosaïo, Lydio, vous êtes la lumière du monde. So Jesus starts with the words, you are the light of the world. So our first point today is that the light is our identity. Can you say that? Okay, that wasn't everybody. I'm going back to school. I'm going to have kids in front of me. You guys can do better than the kids. Let's try it again. The light is our identity. Okay. Notice that when Jesus says, you are the light of the world, he doesn't say to the diverse crowd before him that you need to do all these things and then you will become the light of the world. He didn't say to them, one day if you pray enough, you might be the light. He doesn't say, if you're perfect, you'll eventually be the light. No, Jesus says at that moment before the whole crowd, right now you are the light of the world. So na moment ça, Jésus dit à foule ça que ou c'est la lumière du monde. Li pa di yo ou obligé de faire tel bagaille pour vin la lumière. Li pa di yo fort parfait parce que gen côté dans la Bible côté bon Dieu dit nous devons faire quelque bagaille. You know, there are places in the Bible where God calls us to do certain things. But here, specifically in this passage, it just says, you are the light. So I'm going to have you do the same exercise that Bensley had you do earlier. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are the light. So, vire bokot moun bokoto la di, you are the light. Ou se lumière. There's nothing that you have to do. That is who you are. Just like when I was born, I didn't choose the family. I was born a Vincent. You are the light. Le Jésus dit nous que nous c'est lumière. Ça, c'est un compliment et une responsabilité que lié. Nous, c'est ça, nous jouons dans ce passage ça. We find, as Jesus says to us, that we are the light of the world, we find both a compliment in what Jesus declares about us. And we also find responsibility. I'm going to take a few minutes to just look at how it's a compliment. It's a compliment because Jesus himself calls him the light of the world. Jésus relè pòp tèt li lumière du monde. Et kounya devant foule sa li ba nou mèm tit avec li mèm. Do you understand what is happening? Jesus calls himself. In John 8, Jesus declared, I am the light of the world. But here in Matthew, we see that Jesus is sharing that same title with us. That's a compliment. We hold the same title as Jesus. We are the light of the world. This is important Because many times in our lives, as we're growing up, especially as you're trying to figure out who you are, sometimes when we're going to school or we're at work or we're looking at media, people want to tell us who we are. Gyan pil fwa moun vle di nou ki es nou ye. San ke yo pa menm konnen nou. But today I've come to tell you that first thing that Jesus has declared that you are the light of the world. You're not valuable because of what you've done. You're not popular because you have enough followers or you've done a certain way. Jesus says your identity is not based on performance, on approval, on likes, because your identity is rooted in Him. So if you didn't know it, today is a reminder that because of Jesus, because we are rooted, parce que nous, ces petits bon Dieu, nous c'est lumière monde là. Because we are in Him, you already are the light. Amen? I think y'all sleeping because y'all not giving me anything. So it's a compliment. And it's not something we need to do anything for it. God has already declared us. Jesus has already declared us the light of the world. Amen? We're going to go into the next part. The thing that is wonderful is that, like I said, there's nothing we have to do. There's no action we have to take to be the light. That is our identity. We are because Christ tells us that we are. But in verse 15, now verset 15, it says that a town built on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl, but instead they put it on a lampstand so that everybody can see from the light. So point number two, the light is meant to be visible. Lumière la doit visible. Do you all remember point number one? What's point number one? We are the light. The light is our identity. Okay? Point number two, the light is meant to be visible. Light is meant to be seen. Just like the verse says, nobody lights a lamp and then hides it under a basket. It doesn't make sense. Pa gen moun ki pa lume an lamp pou li mete lan ba kabon. Sa pa fè sens. But yet, many times, that is exactly what we do with our faith. We dim it so we don't stand out. We hide it so people don't think that we're weird. We're quiet about what we believe and what God has put in us because we don't want to feel left out. But the truth is, if you are the light, and Jesus has already declared you as the light, hiding your light means that you're living against who you were created to be. Vous comprenez? Lumière, nous pas qu'à mettre en bas bon. C'est pas pour ça que fait. Faut nous tout qu'à ouer lumière. Mais en pile fois, l'on a grandi ou bien nous notre travail, nous a fait différentes occupations, nous pas partager foi nous. Nous pas partager lumière ça, nous pas briller, nous quitter lumière à tout bas, parce que nous pas vle moun konnen, ou bien nous pas vle yo fè mal contre nous, et spécialement dans saison ça, gen moun ki di yo chrétien ki a fè mal, so si nous même nous di nous chrétien yo ka pense nous même j'a avec yo, it doesn't matter, we're Christ like, and we need the light, to be the light and let the light shine. Parce que si nous faisons ça, si nous éteignons la lumière, non, ou bien nous cachons la lumière là, en réalité, nous avons allé contre ça, bon Dieu t'a créé nous pour nous y aller. So I'm going to say it one more time. If we are the light, and Jesus has declared that we are the light, hiding our light means that we are living against who we were created to be. Being the light of the world means that we have to give the light. We can't live only for ourselves. Our lives are meant to shine in a way to benefit others. Même le texte a dit, Lumière là, c'est pour tout le monde qui n'a qu'à la kawe. So like the text said, the light is there so that everyone in the house can see. It's not just for us, but it's for the benefit of all those around us. Lumière a nous besoin parce que monde ça dans ténèbres. We need the light because there is darkness all around. And if we as Christians start imitating darkness, then we have nothing to show the world.
Si nous-mêmes comme chrétiens nous imiter noir fait noir, nous pas gain rien pour nous montrer à monde ça.
In order for the light to be effective, it needs to be visible, like I said, but it needs to embrace the distinctiveness of Christ.
For li connaît que li différent parce que Jésus fait que li différent. So for montre for ka visible et for que mon la ka wè que nous différent.
We can't shine if we blend in with darkness. So I just said we need to be able to show that we're different. En pile fois, many times as Adventists, we often want to show that we're different by our doctrines.
Nous surtout voulons commencer à montrer lumière là, voulons montrer que nous différents par doctrine que nous gagnons. Et c'est vrai. Doctrine yo fait nous différent,
right? Our doctrines do make us different. We worship on Sabbath, on Saturday, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, right? There are certain things we don't eat, gebay que nous pas manger. Yes, those things make us different. But the way that we show the light, sometimes we forget that what makes us different or how to show this difference is that we need to show others and tell others how living this life, living in this differentness, makes an impact on our lives.
So, c'est pas seulement pour nous dire moun, mais qui ça nous fait, mais qui ça nous quoi, mais qui gens pour vivre la vie, mais les n'a dit, les n'a montré que nous différents, c'est pour nous montrer que Jean nous agit, le fait que nous absuive sabbat, le fait que nous pas manger quelques bagailles, nous pas boire quelques bagailles, c'est ça qui gagne impact dans la vie nous, qui rend que la vie nous différent de l'autre monde.
You understand? So that is what we need to do. We often start with our doctrines to show that we're different, but sometimes we forget, a lot of times, we forget that the difference is what has impacted our lives, and to share how it's impacted our lives. How has this, what we believe and what we do, how does it make a true difference in our lives? Amen? So, of course, when we declare that we're the light and we have to be visible, it means that we have to be able to share and witness with others near us. I want to share a story that I heard recently. Pastor Snell from Oakwood University, he said that every morning he usually takes a walk or a run around his neighborhood. And as he was walking one day around his neighborhood, he said that he was going, and then all of a sudden he heard the barking of a dog. And this dog sometimes usually barks, but the dog was barking really, really loud. And so that made him look up. And as he looks up, about 10, 15 feet in front of him is a big snake on the ground. A big snake. And so he stops, and it was early in the morning, so he goes into the street, and he goes around to get to the other side of the snake. But then as he was starting to continue his route, he realized that there was a sense of obligation that he had. Would he just leave and let whoever come next just deal with it the way he dealt with it? He felt like he needed to tell a few people who were coming behind him that, hey, there's a snake here, be careful. He needed to light their way and show them what was there. And so he said that he turned and he would tell a few people, hey, there's a snake there. What's interesting about his story is he said that since this was his neighborhood, the people who knew him, as soon as he said that, they reacted and they understood and they took precautions. And the people who didn't really know him, they just kept going until they got to the snake. So to me, what's important in this story is that we see that sometimes we're thinking that we need to go very far to declare God, to be witnesses for him, to be the light. But we need to be the light right where we are. Nous devons lumière à côté nous y a, in our community. And the most important aspect too is that in order to be effective light, we have to know the people around us. Just like when he told people who knew him, they understood and they took heed and they listened. They were able to not run into the snake. That's what we need to do. We need to be the light in our community and be the light near to, and in order to be the light, we need to know our community. So we need to be visible. We need to be different. Mais pour nous différents, for us to be visible and for us to be different, it means that we need to be servants of others. We need to do excellent work when we're at work and at school. Les nous à travail, les nous dans l'école, faut nous faire bon travail. Ça son manière pour que nous montrer lumière bon Dieu. When people see the fruits of our work and our labor, then they can see the light through our kindness, through our compassion, and through our excellence, and through the way that we serve people around us, then they will be able to really understand and take in the light themselves. So, number one was, I have a bad memory. Number one was, huh? We are the light, right? The light is our identity, okay? Number one is the light is our identity. Number two is the light is meant to be visible. Our third point for today is the light has purpose. The light was created for a reason. Nous tous nous t'es créé pour une raison. Amen. God created us for a purpose. So verse 16 says, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So here's the key. The purpose of us being visible is not so people can say, wow, that was amazing. Oh my goodness, this was wonderful. How did you do this? But for the purpose is for us to be able to help people to see that God is real. When they see les ouais tout ça que bon Dieu a fait dans la vie nous, Jean bon Dieu marchait avec nous, yo ouais que nous oui le monde difficile, la vie difficile, mais nous a marché avec tout sens de paix dans la vie nous. Yo même tout yo cap déclarer que bon Dieu réel. The spotlight in a concert, when you're at the concert, we don't look at the spotlight. We look at the person that the light is on, right? We look at the person where the spotlight is pointing to. So our lives need to be spotlights pointing people to Jesus. So when your friends see that you are joyous in the middle of stress, they see that you're pointing them to Jesus. Les moun wè que ou gen la paix même là ou nan mitan problème, ou ap mené yo ba Jésus. When people see that you react with kindness, even though people have dealt with you in cruelty, you are bringing them to Jesus. Don't just take the credit for yourself. Of course, people will say, that was amazing. How did you do that? Oh my goodness, congratulations. But we need to give the credit back to God and point them back to God. Amen? So if Jesus is our priority, then our light will shine in the way that we worship, the way we witness, and the way that we live our lives. The word witness a lot of times makes Christians scared. Les nous dit faut nous des témoins pour Jésus, des fois ça fait nous peur. Comme si témoigner pour bon Dieu est trop difficile. But what is a witness? A witness just tells what they've experienced. Leur témoin ou juste dit ça que ou t'es passé. Expérience ou avec bon Dieu. Qui ça bon Dieu fait pour vous chaque jour? Même je m'étais dit avant, bon Dieu levez-nous, libère-nous tout ça que nous besoin, n'a marché, nous wè fami nous bon côté nous, nous gè en côté pour nous appuyer nous pour nous coucher les l'ennui de vini. Tout bagay sa yo, c'est expérience que nous fait avec bon Dieu que nous ka partager avec une lot. Just like I said a little while ago, sometimes when we're thinking about witness, we think we need to go to the doctrines first. We need to tell people, this is what my church believes. But being a witness just means to tell God, to tell others about your experience with God, your everyday experience with God. In the verse, it says that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When I looked further into the word that they may see, it came from the Greek word eidosin, which means, of course, to see, to know. But the root verb of this word is multifaceted, and it goes beyond just physically seeing to a spiritual, deeper understanding. So let nous partager avec l'autre monde expérience nous. Ça a changé. L'Esprit bon Dieu fait changer en bagay que yo te physiquement tende à en bagay que yo spirituellement a vin comprendre pour tête pa yo. So we don't need to worry necessarily about knowing everything in the Bible from beginning to end. We need to know that we've had experiences with God and that we need to share these experiences with people around us so they too can then have similar experiences with God. Being the light means telling your story. It means to tell about Jesus and how he has walked with you. Amen? All right, let's review our 3 points. Point number one. The light is our identity. We are the light. Point number two, be visible. The light is meant to be visible. And point number three, the light has purpose. And our purpose is to point back to Jesus Christ and share our experiences. Amen? Being the light, if you don't remember anything else, being the light just means to tell your story. So prochaine fois que nous gagne partie témoignage l'église là, tout le monde là gagne une histoire pour dire. Tout le monde a gagne chance pour venir devant ou a voulu venir devant pour bay histoire yo. So the next time we have testimony service, we'll have so many people because we all have stories to tell about how Jesus has walked with us. Amen. Okay, gonna close out. There's a man named Simon Sinek. I think I'm saying his name right. Sometimes I listen to him. He's an author and inspirational speaker on leadership development. And he talks about what's called the golden circle. He says that most people or most organizations usually think about what's outside, what you can see visibly, what they can do, and then they think about how to do it, and then finally they might talk about, maybe sometimes, not always, why they do what they do. But Simon says that great leaders, great movements, great organizations should start with what's inside and work their way out. So he says that they start with the why. Why you do what you do. Why it's important. And then you should be able to explain how. And then it will show up in what happens. So, quick example. I don't really like this example, but quick example. I'm just being honest. Okay, does anybody remember Dell computers? Oh, okay. More people remember Dell computers. Okay. So Dell computers, and I think Dell is still around, right? Does anybody know about Apple? Do you think more people know about Apple or do they know more about Dell? I think more people know about Apple. I was surprised, and don't take this any wrong way, but there are people that live in remote places of the world and they have Apple devices. They have iPhones. Gen moun ki habite loin. E yo gen iPhone. Using what Simon says, Dell computers, they knew what they were doing. They're about making computers. So they make computers. They're going to make the computers faster and cheaper than their competition. And many of us, if we choose to buy a Dell computer, it's probably because it's less expensive than an Apple laptop. Okay? And why do they make computers? Well, because everybody needs computers. So if you're going to buy a Dell computer, like I said, it's because the price is good. On the flip side, Apple is coming by thinking differently. Their why is that they want to challenge the status quo. If you have an Apple phone, you're part of like a group, a culture of people. I know our young people, I feel it as an Android user, that's why I said I don't like this example, that people who have Apple, they're like, it's like they're a family, a club. Because Apple was trying to change the status quo. So they said, now that they know why they're doing it, they decided that they were going to design devices that were user-friendly. When I was in high school, we used to have some Apple computers. They were the big computers, but it wasn't as big as now, okay? But at some point, people started believing in the why of Apple. And so now they make not just computers, they make phones, they make music players. The music players may not be as big anymore because our phones can do everything. But people will spend crazy amounts of money to buy an iPhone because they see the vision of Apple. People will stand outside the store, camp outside the store overnight to be able to get the new iPhone because there are new features, even though there are just a few things that are changing. But they need to stay in that group. So it's important for us as Christians, as children of God, as followers of Christ, to start with our why. Why do we do what we do? Then we know what we're doing, we know how we're going to do it, and then we'll see what it will be. See, I started by saying that the light is our identity. That is our why. Why do we shine? Because Jesus says you are the light of the world. That's who you are in Him. Then I went to visibility.
We need to be visible. How can we truly be the light? By shining. By living in a way that people can see through our choices, through our integrity, through our kindness, through our courage, that we truly are the light. And the purpose is because then if we shine in this way, what happens is that people see our good works and they glorify the Father who is in heaven. Amen? C'est quoi ça l'église nous t'a doué tout? Pour nous connaître qui ça nous y est, pour nous connaître qui j'en a fait, et puis n'a pouvé tout bagaille que bon Dieu a pas accompli avec nous. Many times as Christians, we actually start backwards. We start with the what, the good deeds. Qui ça nous a fait pour nous hériter royaume bon Dieu? And then we move into the why. I'm going to come to church every week. I'm going to follow the rules. I'm going to follow the routines. And then finally, we're like, why? Because God said so. So I'm going to do it. And so being the light feels like a chore. Being a light doesn't feel good to us because we're just doing it to accomplish a task. But instead, we should start with our why. Just like we started with the sermon, I am the light of the world because I'm a child of Christ. And how will I be the light? By being visible, by being kind, by loving others, by the things I do to show that Christ is in my life. And because of that, naturally, people will see God and God will be glorified and they will be inspired to follow him too. Amen? So, you are the light. Be the light. And others will be able to follow Christ. So today, as we end, I just want to remind you to rise up, to shine, and to be the light. And to leave you with this last thing. When you have a candle and you light another candle, does the first candle lose the light? No. Now we have two candles that can then go and get two more candles. In fact, the room only gets brighter. So as we finish, if you're a young person who's going back to school, be the light at school. If you're an older person who has a 9-to-5 or a job, the job might be hard. It might not be what you want to do. But be the light at your job. And remember that it is your purpose. It is what you were created to be the light, because Jesus says you are the light of the world. May God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your Sabbath day.